Okay.
Parshas told us we have the Maisa of the birth of Yaakov and Esau. Now, I want to give a bit of a preface. We'll go through the psukim that describes in detail the birth of Yaakov and Esau. I want to give a short preface. First of all, this is going to be a shorter share because it's off Shabbos, everyone has to go. Secondly, this is different share than usual in the sense that I am simply postulating a few theories, giving out drawings here a little bit, and discussed this, did some research both in Sifrei Kodesh and in secular studies. Also spoke about it with a certain OBGYN and asked Rav Lopiansky his opinion, and he said, he was very interested by it, and he said that I should give it over. It's all possible, and there's no conclusions here, but this is all just food for thought, and this is just the start of an idea, and we'll see where to go with it. Whatever you want. There's some research, some diukim. So let's get started. So I would basically start with pointing out a stira in the psukim, which is, on the one hand, Yaakov and Esav seem to be very different. Their physical features seem to be different. As Esav, we know by Esav, it's Admoni Kulo Kaderes Seyar, and Yaakov was not that way. Now, on the other hand, the pasuk says V'yado Chazes V'akev Esav, that Yaakov grabbed his hand. So now, Yaakov grabbed Esav's heel. So why are these two concepts so to each other? So let's give a bit of a hakdama. So there's two kind of twins known as fraternal twins and identical twins. Fraternal twins is called dizygotic twins, and identical twins is called monozygotic. And again, I preface that I'm new to these terms, and I can't tell you the exactness of everything that I'm saying here. You could do your own research, but this is just some basic
identical background. Is mono, and what's the other one?
Monozygotic, and fraternal is dizygotic.
Well, mono
because mono is from one, but there's one egg in
the... Zygo is the
yeah. So mono is just one egg. Mono is identical because it's identical because they're both coming from one sperm and from one egg, and dizygotic is fraternal because they each have their own sperm and their own egg. Now, if you look at the picture of dizygotic, so they have each kid has its own sac. They each have their own two sacs. The outside one is called the chorion, and the inside one is the amnion, and they each have their own placenta. And there is a membrane, there is a membrane between the two separating the two of them. And these are most cases of twins, 284 out of 285 according to one. Other one is 997 out of 1,000. Most cases are fraternal twins. By identical twins, there are three different types. Now, 99% of give or take whatever the numbers are, of identical twins are called monodi in short, which stands for monochorionic and diamniotic, which means the monochorionic is that outside sac. They both share the same outside sac, unlike by dizygotic. And as far as the amnion, the inside sac, they each have their own sac. However, they're identical because they came from one sperm and one egg. They split off after 4 to 8 days into the once it was inside. And this is for monodi, and they share the same placenta. That in between the two is the placenta. Now, again, I forgot the exact percentage. In the middle, at the top, right, the top part is placenta. Now, the middle diagram is when it splits off after 9 days. That's called mono-mono. So it's monochorionic and myoamniotic, where they share one sac altogether. Not only sharing one placenta, they're both in the same sac, and this is much rarer. I forgot the exact percentage, but quite rare. of it's. I think less than 1%. I believe. Yeah, I looked at it afterwards. I'm not sure. And the third kind is conjoined twins, known as Siamese twins. In this picture, they're attached by the heads. Almost in all cases, it's a mirror attachment. So either by the heart or by the hip or by some part. Now, with that preface, so again, going back to the stira. So on the one hand, if Yaakov grabbed Esav's leg, that would imply that it's identical and either mano-mano or conjoined for that to be able to happen. Because if they were in separate sacks, how was Yaakov able to grab him? On the other hand, if they were truly identical, how does the pasuk describe them to be so different? Okay, so with that background, I found four different shitas that explain what they were, and I'll tell you a little bit more after that. So the first one is Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra on the pasuk of Vayikra'u Shmo Esav, they called him Esav. So who's they that called him Esav? Ibn Ezra says the Roan, the people that saw him. What's Lashon Esav? There's different Shatan Rishonim. Ibn Ezra says, Al-Shem Maisa, the Shahada, a certain action that happened. What action is it referring to? Zakti Ibn Ezra, they were fraternal twins. They each had their own sack. And there's a plea of Gedolam, I think it says Lashon, plea of a Maisa, that right before birth, the membrane between the two sacks broke, and that's how Yaakov was able to grab his heel. And based on that Maisa is why he was called Esav. That's what Ibn Ezra says here. He learns they're fraternal twins. Which also would fit with that famous Medrash that Rashi brings about how, you know, you put two marbles into a tube. It implies that they were fraternal twins as well from that Medrash. But for our sake, we're going to ignore that Medrash for most of this. Rav Hirsch over here learns that they were identical twins. And he says even though they look similar, I forgot the exact everything there. Their facial features were similar, but they had different elements then, that Esav was hairier and redder, but Yaakov wasn't. The kids are, the first ones, they're identical. I saw a wild shot, this is not in any well-known sefer, but I saw once or twice that they talk were conjoined twins, and that's Yadoh Chezes Ve'akev Esav. That was, his hand was attached to his heel. The problem with that shot is that it's only a mirror attachment, so you can't have a hand be attached to a leg, but he had some arichos there, a certain sefer, that if the egg splits early enough, it could be that it could happen even in an exact opposite, upside down type of manner. So where the hand would be attached to the
upside down.
No, upside down one. And another shot, and I don't remember who said this, is like the middle case, they were in one sack, not conjoined, they were mano mano. And that's from that one, I forgot who said that. I saw that he didn't go into it more. The first shot was identical, meaning stam. The pashtus monochorionic. Yeah, he wasn't getting involved with that. It could be reversible the middle one also. He wasn't getting involved. He just said identical. The source I saw said those dafka shoya achas. I want to focus on that for a moment. The problem with them being with shoya achas is. So they look different. Okay, it doesn't seem like they were very identical. So what's going on here? So
Shayachas would make sense about the grabbing the heel.
I'm sorry, but Shayachas makes sense with grabbing the heel. Now, I want to introduce a new topic here. It's something called TTTS, which stands for Twin-Twin Transfusion Syndrome. You Google this, you will find people that talk about this being the first example in history of Yaakov and Esav. Twin-Twin Transfusion Syndrome, as you see here in the list of knowns, is we know that one is big and one is small. We know that one has a higher blood count, meaning he's redder, and the other one has a lower blood count, meaning he's paler. And one has high fluid around the baby, one has low fluid around the baby. I also wrote here that one's, you know, the one who's bigger and redder is more angry, but I'm not sure that's proven. I don't remember
it
if I have
it. Like
now, one second. Now, what happens with TTTS is as follows. When there's one placenta, so they're both feeding from the same placenta. So TTTS, there's no known reason for why it happens, but basically what happens is one kid gets all the nourishment and the other one doesn't get the nourishment. Mm-hmm. And that only happens with one placenta. Now, Alpiro, and it happens in 15% of identical twin cases is the number that's given. Now,
15?
15, yeah. before we speak about the danger and the case involved, so there's machloksim over if it's only in mano dayo or also in mano mano. Meaning, by mano mano, it doesn't make so much sense that it should happen because they're in the same sack, so why should one get more than the other? So they say it happens more in mano dai. But I saw different sources. It seems to be everyone agrees that it is possible, albeit rare, for it to happen in the case of mano mano as well. But that would, again, mano TTTS is that one should get a lot more nourishment than the other one. Now, okay, so one more. Well, okay, let's go with two more background concepts. First of all, let's write one thing down here. Okay. There's a medrash, a famous medrash, that says that Esav came out with all the blood, that Yaakov should be able to come out naki. Okay, the whole shilya and all the dam came out with Esav, that Yaakov should be naki. Which is also another raya that there was only one shilya, because if they were in that's placenta. I apologize. One placenta. That would be a raya, not that there's one sac, but there's one placenta. In other words, it's a raya to be identical twins, because if they were fraternal twins and they each had their own placenta, their own sac, then it would be hard to imagine that Yaakov's sac and Dam came out with Esav. So that medrash that says everything came out with Esav is a raya that they only had one placenta. Preface fact before we go into the diyukim is this. I don't believe this is connected, but I just wanted to put this out there. There's something called hypertrichosis. That's hypertrichosis, which in short is called werewolf syndrome. There have been 50 cases in history. 50 recorded cases in the history of hypertrichosis. Some of the people were part of circus acts because of the, it's called Lion Man or whatever it is. And again, also if you look this up, you also see people claim that Esav was the first. Was the first case of having hypertrichosis. Your whole body is full of hair, like in an abnormal amount, abnormal way. Now, okay. If this is all true, so I want to suggest that, I heard this from Dr. Broth, and we worked on some of this together, to suggest that Esav and Yaakov had TTTS, possibly hypertrichosis, we'll see about it later, and specifically in the case of mano mano, even though it's rare, in order to make it that there was one sack, that Yaakov would be able to grab Esav's foot. I'm not going with the Ibn Ezra's pshat of having a plea gadol happen. It would make sense that there would be TTTS in the case of mano mano. Now, first of all, let's make some diyukim from the pasuk. So, nipsukim. So we have. Maybe we'll see if we can go in order here. Vayitrotzitzu habanim bekirbo. So they were fighting inside of her womb. Vatomer imkein lama zanochi, and she asked, why me? And she went to ask Hashem, and Hashem explained what's going on. Very interesting thing. She was waiting for kids 20 years, as we learned last week. Okay, she's waiting for kids 20 years, however the cheshbon works out. And then she's in pain. Lama zanochi, it's a very strange thing. Can you imagine somebody waiting 20 years, and then they're like, what's going on with me? Okay, granted, you know, walk by the base of the Zohar, walk by the base of Medrash, two different things happening, but still, you have kids. So maybe we can suggest a pshat. That she knew that she knew the concept of twins, okay? You know, by Kain and Hevel, Medrash says they each had twins. But she didn't know the concept of mano-mano, let's say. Mano-mano is so rare, we said, before whatever the numbers came out to be. And that's, Vayitrotzu Habanim Bekirba. They're mamish fighting Bekirba. As inside as possible, in one sack, they were fighting inside. And she was able to feel that, let's say. And she thought that that's impossible to happen. Maybe that's why she asked Lama Zanochi, suggesting such a pshat. And that's what Hashem explained to her, that this is possible, as you see in Pasuk Chof Gimel. So, Hashem Baruch Hu says, Shnei Goyim Bevetnech, Shnei Goyim, Goyim is spelled Gimel Yud Yud Mem, which Rashi famously says, Geyim, the proud ones, Revi Nantanignus, they had money, they always had food on their table. The Lashon of Yod Yod together is two, again, the smallest os, like an embryo, okay? And they're together, emphasizing identical twins, possibly. You have the mem at the end, maybe they're both inside the same sack. Yeah, sure. Lashon Geyim. Okay? Bevitnech, what's Bevitnech? Bevitnech mamish. They're mamish inside the same sack together. I don't know. Bishnei le'umimi me'ayach yiparedo. That these two nations will split apart. They will be different. Mime'ayach already. From inside, they're going to be different. Okay? That's through TTTS. They're going to be very different. One's going to be very red and hairy. And the other one not. Furthermore, this one I could not find again, but I saw this last year. I heard that as far as TTTS is concerned, davka the leg, or one small part of the body, is not hairy. So it could be that's where it's easiest for Yaakov to grab. Rav Yavod Sa'ir. A lot of different shatim what it means. Targum translates Sa'ir to be Ze'ira, small one. Say the big one is going to serve the small one. Yaakov was redder and higher blood count, and he was bigger. Esav, and Yaakov was the Tzayir. He was the small one. Yeah. Maybe that's Pshan Rav Yavod Tzayir. Usually, as far as the case of TTTS are concerned, they abort the pregnancy. First of all, there's often deaths, and furthermore, there often are the, after 24, 25 weeks, they already have the pregnancy very early on, six or seven months. They force the pregnancy, they induce the pregnancy very early on with TTTS because there's a sakana involved. For the TTS. For both of them, if possible, if they're still alive.
Maybe one of them is that
one. Now, 1 second. This one.
Is
this
too much?
What?
Too much?
Yeah, it causes. There are a lot of physical concerns with brain damage and other issues in this case. I didn't go through. What?
You can maintain an embryo from 28 weeks on. You just said they induce pregnancy after 28 weeks.
I was saying, if these kids, if they try to do a 9-month pregnancy with these kids, there are certain complications.
I understand that, but 28 weeks?
It's early, it's from anywhere between 24 and 30 weeks. They usually induce pregnancy very, very early on. Not pregnancy, birth.
They
induce birth very early on. But it says Rashi here, I'm sorry? Inducing labor, thank you. I'm a novice. Here by Yaakov and Esav, it was nine months. They had it was a full pregnancy. So it's possible Esav had a chance to become so red, okay, and mamish big and so hairy, in a case which is very, very rare. And even though in general it's a sakana, here that's why he was so red. I don't know, because there aren't enough cases about hypertrichosis, I don't know if any case of TTTS that lasts 9 months, maybe that would be so hairy and so red to be, make him, you know, that this he, that would be what would cause someone to be a full werewolf.
His hair would be red, still red.
Yeah, but also hairy, I'm saying.
But I think the hair would not be red.
No. Most many cases are red hair.
For a lot of people, the thing doesn't make the hair red.
I don't know. Yeah, most a lot of TTS kids, there's one who has red hair.
One of them has red hair, one of them does not.
Yeah.
Even though they're
twins, they look different. They're identical twins that look different.
That's red hair, one does not.
Yes. Yes. Three more diukim, and then we will stop. The word. Look at Pasuk of Dalid, the lashon of Te'omim. V'inei Tomim Bevitna. Here, Tav Vav Mem Mem. It's a double chaser. Tav Aleph Vav Mem Yud Mem is what it would be. Tomim Bevitna. So maybe we can say the double chaser is as follows. One letter is chaser to say that they weren't like the regular twins of
the
heart.
The Yud is chaser.
And the Aleph. Sorry, the Aleph and Yud?
Yeah.
Aleph and Yud.
That makes sense.
So,
the Aleph in between the
top of the Tav, Aleph, Vav, Mem, Yud, Mem is the way it's usually read. So maybe the first miut is for that they're not fraternal twins, rather they are identical twins. And another miut is not any stam identical twins, but also specifically mano-mano that they're in the same set.
No, because
a chaser is often darshened for a miut. But they're so dome, or it's a miut case of te'omim, however you want to say the drasha. Also, so two more diukim for later on in the parsha is Yaakov says Anochi Esav b'charecha. You know, Chazal deal with how Yaakov was able to say, you know, I'm Esav. But according to this, that they're identical twins. at one point they were from the Yaakov was Taka from the same seed as Esav. Yeah, that's one. Another one. Lastly, is Ulai Yimusheni. You take what you want from it. Take not. We'll take what you don't. Whatever you don't want, you can leave. Ulai Yimusheni Avi. Yaakov was worried that Yitzhak was going to touch him and realized that it's not Esav. Correct. So the Ramban and other Mefarshim ask, how come Yaakov was not worried about Kol? We have Gemaras that there is Tfiyas Ena Dekala, you're able to recognize someone based on their voice. So wouldn't Yitzhak be able to recognize Yaakov based on his voice? So the Ramban answers, not about Lashon HaKodesh like that. We're talking about the sound of the voice.
Didn't you say Kol Yaakov Ali Dani Dezov?
That doesn't tell you according to Hashem and stuff.
Not about the sound of the voice. I mean, that could be.
Kol means the sound of the voice.
So we darshan it to mean the way that he was speaking, but you're right. It could have darshan it to mean the echnami. But the question is, why was even if that is the pshat in Kol Kol Yaakov, why wasn't Yaakov thinking about why was he asking the Lai Mishen Yavi? Why is he thinking about this? Ramban answers that achim are dome in their kol. Brothers sound alike in their voice. According to this, that they're identical twins, mamish. You can say that. You know, they have the same DNA. So it could be that even strengthened the Ramban's answer, since they were so identical. You know, Lavdavka mano-mano, but in any case of identical twins, maybe that's why he wasn't worried for the voices.
Okay, then how could he say Kukuyaka?
He said it's referring to something else.
Okay.
I'm sorry? Correct. And Akoko Yaakov. The question that Ramban asks is, why wasn't Yaakov worried about it? He asked Ulai Yimusheni
Avi. Well, you said before that the Pashur Shah in the voice was in Akoko Yaakov. The Pashur Shah is Akoko Yaakov's natural voice. We darshan that one.
First year. I say